solution.
Give me 30 minutes and I'll convince you of anything.
Starring Mark Steele, Maria McCurlane and Pete Sinclair.
Thanks very much and welcome to the Mark Steele Solution. This is the programme where each week I come up with a radical solution to make the world a better place. And this week's proposal concerns the family. And it offers a solution that is going to end all arguments and domestic tension forever. Because after all, most people's experience of the family, right from the very beginning, the first thing they can remember is being dragged off to a cousin's wedding, some cousin you've probably never heard of, and all the aunties will come round going, oh, hasn't he grown? Hasn't he grown? Look at the size of him. Stand back to back with Roger now. Let's see Roger's the biggest now. Hasn't he grown? And then after the wedding, they all come round and go, oh, well, Mark, you'll be next, won't you? You'll be the next one. You'll be the next one. And my ambition whenever that happened was to wait until one of them died and then go up to the funeral going round all the old aunties going, oh, well, Auntie Gladys, you'll be next, won't you? So that is why tonight's proposal is that nobody should be allowed to live in the same family for more than a year. Now, most sensible people would clearly agree with this, but there are some people who insist that the family is the centre of love and affection, and these people have obviously never seen a traditional family Christmas.
Dinner is on the table!
Put that harpoon away!
Alison called me a ferret!
I put my little pony in the oven!
Or never!
Sit down!
Why aren't you at the table?
I am trying to get him to sit down!
We never had food in the old days!
Jimmy, put me in the cement mixer!
Oh, cement mixer, you in a minute!
Get off!
Here, when you said tasty bird, I thought you meant Shirley Bassey!
Who put this horse in the oven?
I always said our Peter should have married a horse.
I am trying to carve this turkey.
I want to do it.
Give me that carving knife.
Oh, we never had knives in.
Now look, you've killed Granny.
Andy hasn't eaten his sprouts.
But it's not surprising that this sort of thing happens, because if they were honest, after all, most people would rather spend Christmas with their friends, because that's what you spend the rest of the year with, isn't it? In fact, if people were really honest, most family get-togethers would just be, oh, hello, Uncle John, haven't seen you for ages, how's the lawnmower business? Good, yes, up 21%, really, yes. Look, John, we haven't got anything in common at all, have we? Nothing. So why don't we just say goodbye now and never see each other ever again for the rest of our lives ever? But instead, you end up with family outings that go like this.
Lovely cup of tea they do here.
Aye. Very pretty saucers.
Good table maps. Solid. What are you doing?
Nothing.
You were banging your spoon.
Give it to me. Come on.
Give the spoon to your father.
Give it to me or I'll spoon you. What did you say?
Nothing.
You said.
I didn't.
I heard him do it. He went. He's a liar.
Right, that's it. We're going home.
Oh, no, he does this every time. We take you on a day out and that's all the bloody thanks we get.
Now look what you've done to your mother. I hope she gets cancer, then you'll be sorry.
See, the problem is that you don't choose your family. It's just a random collection of people who can all be traced back to a common ancestor. And just because you're all descended from the same blacksmith in the 15th century, you're all supposed to love each other. But it's all down to chance. It's as if your whole future is decided by an FA Cup draw before you're born.
Number 23.
Nigel Anthony.
We'll join the Bradshaw family.
Well, that's a challenge for the young man. The Bradshaws are, of course, the most boring family in Durham. The father, in fact, collects marmalade.
Number 46.
Darren.
We'll join the Borstal family.
Oh, and that is a tough one. There's a broken-down car in the living room, and the last 9 children have ended up in prison for offences ranging from joyriding in a milk float to interfering with the school cat.
Number 1.
Augustus Bartholomew Platypus.
will become Lord Arbroath of Arbroath.
Oh, what about that? He'll have a slightly strict nanny, and in return he'll inherit half of Scotland by the time he's seven, spend the rest of his life hunting moose and waking up once every 6 years in the House of Lords to talk about the Wild Eggs Act before being tragically mixed up in a curb-crawling incident in King's Cross.
Number 13.
Isaiah.
We'll join the Dorkings family of Leeds.
Oh, dear. Disaster. Jehovah's Witnesses.
Now, the worst thing is, of course, that the way things stand at the moment, you just can't change your family. You're stuck with them for the whole of the rest of your lives, which means you never have any chance to compare your family with other people. So they can just make you believe that the way that they do things is the same as the way that everybody else does it. Like with food, for instance. Now, in my family, I'm sure that I only ate 13 different items of food before I left home. 3 times a week salad, which is all right, except that it was always identical, always made with the same military precision.
Salad! Halt! Cucumber!
Present!
Lettuce!
Here!
Tomato!
Here!
Hard-boiled egg, sir! Just a minute! What's this?
I'm avocado, sir.
Red alert! Red alert! Unusual ingredient spotted in salad! Seek and destroy!
Each family has got its own tradition and its own laws that just cannot ever be challenged. It's just all so unfair when you're a kid. Like, for instance, your parents tell you off and then they say, well, it's for your own good, but it's not for your own good. It's just simply that they're bigger than you and they can get away with it. That's all it is. Obviously it is, because, like, say your neighbour comes round and spills some tea on the settee, your mum don't get up and go, oi, Mrs. Henderson, how many times have I told you to be more bloody careful? And, of course, the way that families are at the moment isn't just unfair towards children.
Have you washed me jumper, love?
Yeah, it's on the back of the chair.
Oh, and if you see me Arsenal scarf, it needs ironing.
All right.
And can you do the rest of the supporters and all?
Well, how many is that going to be?
We had 38,407 last week.
What?
Well, it'd be less today. We're playing Coventry.
Oh, put them in the basket.
Oh, and after you finish the kitchen, you wouldn't mind hoovering the terraces, would you? Only they're knee-deep in beer cans.
Yeah, but I'm meant to be going down.
And when you've done that, can you do the half-time comments? Because Jimmy Hill's a tosser.
Well, I'm not actually a member
of the... Oh, and while I remember, we need a new left-back.
What, do you want me to play as well?
You're joking. I want you to give birth to one. Come on, love, how about it?
I'm not in the mood.
Oh, come on, it won't take a minute. There you are. Told you it wouldn't take a minute.
So with so many things wrong with the family as it stands, what possible arguments can there be in favour of it? Well, what a lot of people say is, all right, there might be one or two problems, but it's natural. It's just normal. And this is what we're taught, of course, natural and normal, right from the Ladybird books that we get at school.
This is John. John is a caveman. Janet is a caveman too. John is going hunting. Janet stays at home and cleans the cave. Look, the children have been scribbling on the wall. See Janet wipe it off with a sponge. Here comes the next door neighbour, Mrs. Nn. Her husband works at the post office.
See, the whole idea is that what's normal is for one man and one woman to get together and stay with each other for the whole of the rest of their lives and never see anybody else forever, forever, because that's natural and normal. But it just can't be helped, of course, in real life, that after 2 or 3 years of being with the same person, that the spark sort of goes out, really, of the sex life. And you can find ways around it, but the spark, it doesn't matter how exciting your sex life is. I mean, even if your partner has sex with their feet in a bucket of honey and blowing a bugle during the orgasm, after a couple of years, you'll go, here's the bugle, dear. And this is what causes the problems, because sex, to be worthwhile, has to be absolutely brilliant. It's no good it being all right. It's not like a film. Like, if you said to someone after sex, well, how was it then? And they said, well, I quite like the bit in the middle. It was quite an unusual twist at the end, but I didn't like that the bit at the beginning when you put my tongue in my ear. I didn't like that at all. So, after a while, one or other of you is away and it can't be helped, and one or other of you has a couple of drinks and start chatting to someone and start giving it all this. Oh, really? I know, yes. We went to Scunthorpe once. That's a marvellous place, I know. Yeah, the old still works and everything. And then you start thinking to yourself, no, don't. This is stupid. It's just going to cause lies and guilt and deceit. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay faithful. Don't do it. No, 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 no. And it's like all your body's voting going, no, don't do it. No, 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 no. But the trouble is it's a block vote and it knobs the Transport and General Workers Union. And as soon as people are unfaithful, they feel guilty straight away. Guilt, guilt. Oh, no, what have I done? The guilt. And people think it's the lying. That's what's made me feel guilty, the lying. But it's not lying that makes people feel guilty. Like, if a copper come in here now and said, right, how many people in here have ever smoked dope? We'd all go, oh, none of us, officer. But we wouldn't all spend the rest of the night going, oh, how we all cheated that poor policeman. The truth is that people feel guilty because they've broken the rules of one man, one woman, staying together forever. But how many people can honestly say that they've never had an affair, never wanted to have an affair, never been gay, never been divorced, never even used a cactus, nothing, right? Only ever had sex with the same person, in the same bed, in the same position, because if there is anyone that's like that, I reckon that they're the real freaks. They're the ones who ought to be persecuted.
Oh, no. I think it's another one of those anonymous letters, dear.
You monogamous bastards. We don't want your sort round here. There's kids in this street. We all know what you don't get up to.
Oh, never mind. Here is a card from your mother.
You perverted bastards. To think that a son of mine would grow up happily married. Why can't you have affairs like any other couple?
Now, one of the effects, of course, of saying that the family is normal and natural is to say that homosexuality is abnormal and unnatural. But if it's so unnatural, how is it then that 1 in 10 people in Britain are either gay or lesbian? Because for a start, how do they get that statistic, right? Because I come from Swanley, and I know if you went down the high street with a clipboard going, excuse me, would you mind answering a couple of questions? Oh, you go, what? So probably if everyone told the truth, it's probably 1 in 1. Being gay must, of course, be natural, because if it wasn't, with all the hassle involved, then people would just give it up. Like eating ice cream. If every time you had one, people shouted across the road, oi, flake licker! Cone swallower! Or people had years of agonising, oh, God, I hope my mother never finds out about that raspberry ripple. Or coppers hung around in parks going, here, fancy a cornet, though. Right, you're next! And nowadays you get people saying, yes, but children now are encouraged to be gay. But if that's so, how is it then at Swanley School for a whole year, every single desk had written on it, John Butler is a poof. And it wasn't because he was gay, it's just because it was the worst insult that anybody could think of. Like, I'm sure in that environment people are encouraged to get up and go, well, I don't know if John Butler's a poof, but I am. And then people say, but it's the television. It's full of programmes encouraging people to be homosexual. Well, if that's true, there should be loads of peak time soap operas that go like this.
Morning, Bruce.
Morning, Des.
Morning, Jason.
Jeez, I'm a bit worried about Shane.
You don't mean...
Yeah, I reckon he started taking an interest in the Sheilas.
What, Shane? A skirt lifter? Never.
Guys, I'd like you to meet Daphne.
Oh, good day, boys.
Get out of my house, both of you. You're disgusting.
No, no. Hold on, Des. Just because we find the thought of a man and a woman revolting doesn't mean that we can't learn to accept it.
You're right, Bruce. I spoke out of turn. Why don't we go upstairs and I'll make it up to you?
So every single family speaks to, we've got all these skeletons in the closet. Until one day, Grandma dies. And then somebody finds these documents down the back of a sideboard that show that your father was the illegitimate son of your granddad's maid and was swapped for the deeds on your uncle's house when your mother's first marriage was dissolved by her cousin who'd become a priest after he was dishonourably discharged from the army in India for buggering a goat. So the only answer is to get rid of this ridiculous idea of the family as one man, one woman, living together forever and replace it with something that actually works. But what alternatives are there? Well, here to give us his thoughts is our regular commentator, the voice of the cul-de-sac, Mr. Cul-de-sac. Family's the
Don't talk to me about families. They're an outrage. I'm not having them living round here with their 2.4 children, trips to the seaside, hamster droppings in the garden, devaluing the price of the property, people opening and shutting the fridge, freezer all hours of the day and night, keeping me awake. Oh, no. Look at Mussolini. He was in a family. Never did him any good, did it? No. Ended up dangling from a lamppost, distracting the traffic. He was blocking up the high streets. How am I supposed to get to the post office? It's an outrage. Bloody kids coming round here every 5 minutes asking for their ball back. I've a good mind to drive a lorry into their kitchen and go and ask for that back. Oh, different then. Look at the money they wasted on that family planning clinic. You ought to be able to make your own plans without running cap in hand to the council expecting the ratepayer to foot your bill every time you want to plan a picnic. Oh, you know where it's going to end up, don't you? Single parent families breastfeeding up and down the stairs. That's where it all. Robert Robinson in your living room bringing back Ask the Family, making you answer how many lemons in a basket before you can go to the toilet. That's what, oh, yeah. I had a family of ants in here once crawling up and down the biscuits. Families, they cost a fortune. Look at the money the council spent on that sand picking in the park. They could have spent that money hanging people. Here, I've written some letters to the council. Dear Family Committee, last week I bought a family packet of cornflakes. Average contents 408. There was only 406. That's the common market for you. Here's another one. Dear Family Committee, how dare you open a family swimming pool? Isn't there enough water in the world? Here's another one. Dear Family Committee, why, oh, 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 why? That's as far as I got with that one, but it's coming on, don't you think? Thank you, Mr. Coldisack. Now, before we offer the Mark Steele solution to the problem, what are the other alternatives? Because some people look to animal behaviour to find alternatives to the family, but is human and animal behaviour interchangeable? Now, for instance, we all know the story of Romulus and Remus, the children who were brought up by wolves, but how many know the story of Anthony Wilbins?
This is Anthony Wilbins, about to buy his early morning paper, as he does every morning at his local newsagent's in Hounslow.
Morning, Anthony.
Morning.
Nothing unusual in that, you might think. Except that Anthony is a North American timber wolf.
Well, people used to stare, but they used to be there.
Anthony was reared by the Wilbins family, who found him as a cub.
Well, he was a bit of a handful at first. You know, we'd find him foraging in the bins, and he did upset one or two of the neighbours with his howling.
Gradually, Anthony adapted to his new environment so well that he became the first wolf to win a place at Corpus Christi, Oxford.
Right, today we'll be looking at the application of quantum physics in relation to the family...
Tragically, Anthony reverted to type and ate 23 of his classmates.
Sorry.
But what about a more traditional approach? Like us, the Mary Greenhouse Centre for Family Studies believes that the family should be changed, although it does differ on one or two details.
It's time we had a return to the good old days of love and forgiveness, when couples were stapled together and young girls were buried in manure for developing breasts. When your parents made sure you could only marry someone you found physically repulsive, like Mr. and Mrs. Kirkdale. Well, we like to collect biros.
Biros, eh?
We've no need for the ways of the devil when it comes to getting excitement.
Excitement?
Show her that biro we got at the Vatican. Look, if you tip it this way, the Pope goes up to heaven. Mrs. Kirkdale, who never once quarrelled with her husband, even after he died and she discovered he'd been wearing stockings and suspenders since 1951... So let's return to the traditional family where celibacy was handed down from generation to generation.
Now, the trouble with all these solutions is that they ignore the obvious, which is that families end up making people miserable, but to start with, they make people really happy. Because you first go out with someone and you think about them all the time and you're at it all night and then you realise it's 7:30 in the morning and you've got to be at work at 8:30 because you're responsible for opening and shutting Tower Bridge and if you're not in on time, you're going to bring the whole of London to a standstill and you think, ah, sod it, let's have another couple of hours. And having kids around can be brilliant as well, because they put your own worries in perspective. You come home from work thinking, that bloody train was 3 minutes late again, and the kid goes, here, guess what? Vince done a poo in Rose's shoe. See, families start off brilliant, but they end up horrible. So they're like tyres. They get worn out. They're only meant to last 1 year. Which is why the only solution is to change them. Once a year. One family, one year, clear off. Just think how brilliant it would be. You'd get all the best bits over and over and over again, just like it is at the start.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, I'm just pleased to see you any time. I hope you don't mind that I haven't started dinner yet.
Ah, oh, don't be silly. I'll cook. And I'll take you to a restaurant as well.
Oh, Angel. Well, what film shall we see tonight, then?
Anything, just as long as you're sitting next to me. Now, you sit down. I bought us a melon for our starter.
Melon? You know I can't stand melon. Why don't you buy me something sensible for a change, you snivelling little reptile?
Eh?
Oh, of course. It's been exactly a year.
Oh, well. Time to change families.
Bye, then. Give my love to your new wife.
Bye. Same to you.
And because you wouldn't know who you were getting next, nobody could be as vicious as they are in the old-style family.
Oh, that'll be me new son. The most important thing when you get a new one is show him who's boss. And don't be afraid to give him a bloody good clip round the ear.
Hello, Dad.
Oh, you're a big lad for 13.
And because everyone would have experience of lots of families, parents wouldn't be able to claim that their way of doing things was the only way. Right, 4:30 in the afternoon. Bedtime, my boy.
Oh, bugger.
Right, that's it. You know what happens when you swear. Wash your mouth up with soap and water. Come on, don't forget to vacuum it first.
Come on, or the devil will take your tongue away in the night.
You two, and I talk some crap.
How dare you? You don't hear grown-ups swearing.
Yes, they do. My last dad was Bernard Manning.
And parents couldn't just pretend that their behaviour was normal.
Come along, Johnny. 6 o'clock on a Friday night. That's when every dad takes his eldest son upstairs and spanks him on the bare bum with a pound of mushrooms.
Well, none of my other dads did.
Didn't they? Ah, as I thought. I'm a pervert. Better go and get myself some counselling, sort myself out. Sorry.
Just see how much better it would be. See, in one sense, the Mary Whitehouses are right. It is a good thing if you love and respect your family, but because they've earned your love and respect, not because someone's gone, "Oi, respect your father or I'll smash your face in." If you had a new family every year, people would stick to doing the jobs that they're qualified for.
Oh, hello, darling, I'm home.
Ah, hello, darling. You must be the new wife. Now, I'm Ken, and these are the two children. Maggie, who only eats hula hoops, and Kevin, who eats wasps. Now, this is my marmalade collection, and it needs a bit of polishing. We're having dinner with the Jacksons tonight, who we quite like, but you get annoyed when he starts droning on about gardening. And this is Mrs. Wingpickle, the family grandmother, who you will be looking after for the next year. She's 92, and she thinks she's a bucket of sand.
Well, A, I'm due at a conference in Vienna this afternoon. B, I'm allergic to children and marmalade. And C, I know sod all about senile dementia, so you can stick your grandmother in the corner of a theatre and tell her to wait till someone shouts fire!
The advantages would be just endless. You'd mix with loads of different people, and at the moment, the whole family has the same family background. So either you get kids that grow up on a council estate, and if they see a lift going up and down, they think, bloody hell, it's never done that before, I better ring the council. Or you get these rich kids, the sort that get asked to write essays at school on poor people and write, "The Hendersons are the poorest people I know. Mummy is poor, Daddy is poor, even the butler is poor." Under our system, you see, you'd get a mix.
Geez, look at the size of this place.
I know, it's tiny, isn't it?
Are you kidding?
Look, if you're going to be my sister, you'd better help me revise my Latin.
Sod that. Let's use first a lander gob on that chandelier.
Bullseye!
Hey, are you still my kids? Well, knock her off then. Here, this is my new wife's place. Here, she must have a bob or two, don't you reckon?
Darling, I'm home.
What's this? Is you my new wife?
Well, it certainly looks like it, yes.
You mean I'm going to have to be gay for a whole year? Hey, sound! No worries about getting you up the duff then, eh? Here, can I borrow your razor?
So, with all these improvements under our new system, what would it be like for a typical family on a typical family outing?
lovely cup of tea they do here.
Mmm, very pretty saucers.
What are you doing?
I was banging me spoon on table.
Oh, well, pass us the fork, love.
What for?
I want to try it on the teacup.
Oh, that's nice. I'll get me a wine guitar out.
Hey, sound here. Tell me they've got a band here. Hey, mind if we join in?
Just back from the counselling. Better now. Let's boogie.
There you are, dear. I got you an extra hot chicken vindaloo.
Here. I'll join you on me marmalade jar collection.
See, youth, I'll bet you can a gobbin tune.
I assure you I can.
Here, fruit.
Shine. Deadly. It's a party.
We've heard the arguments, and now let's see how you, the audience, vote on our proposal that nobody should be allowed to live in the same family for more than a year. Those in favour, and those against. Oh, what a surprise. What a shame that nobody listening at home will ever know the result. Bye for now.
The Mark Steele Solution was written by Mark Steele and Pete Sinclair, who also performed it with Maria McCurlane. The programme was produced by Taran Alley.